This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Welcome to our discussion. Today, we'll be exploring a fascinating paper titled Epigenetics as a First Exit Problem. This paper uses a novel approach to understand the stability of epigenetic states. What exactly is an epigenetic state, and why is its stability so important?
Epigenetic states refer to heritable changes in gene expression that don't involve alterations to the underlying gene sequence. Think of them as marks on the genome that influence how genes are switched on or off. Their stability is crucial because these states can significantly impact development, disease susceptibility, and even the inheritance of traits across generations. Instability can lead to unpredictable changes in gene expression.
The paper frames the stability of these epigenetic states as a first exit problem. Can you explain what that means in simpler terms?
Imagine a ball sitting in a valley. The valley represents a stable epigenetic state. The ball is constantly being jostled by random noise. Think of this as random molecular events within the cell. The first exit problem asks, how long will it take for the ball to escape the valley, representing a change in the epigenetic state? This is a way to quantify the robustness of the state.
It's an interesting analogy, but how does this relate to the actual biological mechanisms involved in maintaining epigenetic states?
The paper doesn't propose a specific biological mechanism, but rather a mathematical framework. It uses concepts from dynamical systems theory and stochastic processes to model the transitions between epigenetic states. The noise in the system represents the inherent randomness in biological processes, and the valley represents the stable state maintained by various cellular mechanisms.
The abstract mentions that this is not a numerically trivial problem, unlike Kramer's escape problem. What makes it different?
Kramer's problem deals with escape from a potential well, where the most likely escape path is along the steepest descent. In epigenetic systems, there's no such simple potential. The most likely path to a state change is more complex and needs to be determined by analyzing the dynamics of the system. It's akin to finding a specific trajectory in a complex system, similar to calculating heteroclinic orbits in celestial mechanics.
The paper focuses on the lysogenic state of the lambda phage. Why was this chosen as a model system?
The lysogenic state of lambda phage is known for its exceptional stability. It's a bacteriophage that can integrate its genome into the host bacterium's DNA and remain dormant for extended periods. This makes it an ideal system to study the long-term stability of epigenetic states. Understanding its stability can provide insights into the mechanisms that maintain other epigenetic states.
So, what are the key takeaways from this paper? What does it contribute to our understanding of epigenetics?
The paper provides a quantitative framework for assessing the robustness of epigenetic states. It moves beyond qualitative descriptions and offers a mathematical tool to analyze stability. By examining equilibria and bifurcations, we can gain a more precise understanding of how these states are maintained and how they might change under different conditions. It highlights the importance of considering stochasticity and dynamical systems theory in studying epigenetic phenomena.
The paper mentions the use of an auxiliary classical mechanical system. Can you elaborate on that?
The authors use a clever mathematical trick. They map the problem of finding the most likely exit path in the complex epigenetic system onto a simpler problem of finding a zero energy trajectory between two equilibria in an auxiliary classical mechanical system. This makes the problem computationally tractable.
This seems to suggest that understanding the stability of epigenetic states requires a multidisciplinary approach.
Absolutely. The paper beautifully demonstrates the power of combining concepts from physics, mathematics, and biology to address a complex biological problem. It shows how tools from dynamical systems theory can provide valuable insights into the stability of epigenetic states.
The paper was submitted in 2001. How has this work influenced subsequent research in epigenetics?
This paper was seminal in introducing a rigorous mathematical framework for analyzing epigenetic stability. While it didn't directly lead to specific biological discoveries, it provided a conceptual foundation for many subsequent studies. It inspired researchers to apply similar mathematical tools to other epigenetic systems and to consider the role of stochasticity in epigenetic regulation.
Are there any limitations to the approach presented in the paper?
The model is a simplification of the complex reality of epigenetic regulation. It doesn't explicitly incorporate all the molecular mechanisms involved in maintaining epigenetic states. Furthermore, applying the framework to real biological systems can be computationally challenging, requiring sophisticated numerical methods.
What are some future directions for research based on this work?
One important direction is to develop more detailed models that incorporate specific molecular mechanisms. Another is to apply the framework to a wider range of epigenetic systems beyond the lambda phage. Finally, improving the computational efficiency of the methods would allow for the analysis of larger and more complex systems.
The paper mentions bifurcations. Could you explain their significance in this context?
Bifurcations represent qualitative changes in the system's behavior as parameters change. In the context of epigenetic states, bifurcations could correspond to transitions between different stable states. Understanding these bifurcations can help predict how changes in environmental conditions or genetic factors might affect the stability of epigenetic states.
This has been a very insightful discussion. Thank you for explaining this complex topic in such a clear and accessible way. The application of physics principles to biological problems is truly fascinating. Thank you.